Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 708 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Cool. All right, now here's today's question from Abel.
Hey, Pat. My question would be about the podcast and just general business activities and business model of Tim Ferriss. Because if I'm looking at the advice that I'm getting from you, from people like Ramit Sethi, it always kind of comes down to select a field or an area and become a world-class expert in it and produce excellent world-class content. So become a superstar in one specific area more so than just really good in multiple areas. And what Tim Ferriss does is pretty much the opposite of that. And for that reason, actually, I'm not even really following his blog because I don't really know what I'm going to get where I go there. He's doing a bit of powerlifting and a bit of business and some habit forming and productivity and dating and whatever. Like, he's just not really anchoring himself down in any particular field. And do you think that that is a dangerous model for most of us to follow? I think it is personally, but I would be very curious in your opinion. Okay, that would be my question. Thanks a lot. You're great.
Hey, Abel, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. I love talking about Tim Ferriss. I've had him on my podcast before. Episode 51, I believe, was the first one. And I made a little bit of an embarrassment out of myself because I was just being a little bit too fanboyish then. But I think I had the right to do so because I am a huge fan of Tim Ferriss. His book, The 4-Hour Work Week, back in 2007 and 2008 was a huge inspiration to me. When I had gotten laid off, and it was really one of the big reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing and the way that I'm doing it, in trying to be smart with using systems, using services and tools to help do a lot of the work that normally I would want to do when I shouldn't be doing, and just being smart about my input versus output, and also getting smart with my health and how to learn and, you know, just be a better human being. And I think that's where Tim is, that's his focus. And, you know, within that, there's a whole bunch of different things. A lot of the things that you mentioned, you know, they do seem like they're all over the place, but they are relevant into each other. They do kind of cross-pollinate one another. But I can see where you're coming from, and I don't think you're speaking out of line there. I think the advice that, you know, we all give to stick with one focus is the exception for Tim, because he is just way up there and he could pretty much do whatever he wants. I mean, he has, and he's been open about this, you know, many investments in different companies and has invested in companies, I believe, like, you know, Twitter and Uber and, you know, those kinds of things. And he's done really well. And so he is able to really take those risks and try many bigger, different things without the risk of, you know, losing, because he's just won so much already. And he's kind of on a different level. You know, he's beyond A-list in my opinion. And I don't just say that because I admire him and I am very much inspired by him, but just because he's on that level. And you know, Ramit's up there too. And, you know, if you could argue that Ramit's trying a bunch of different things because he just came out with a course about cooking and he's helping people find their dream jobs, but he's also helping people with starting a business, and he's also helping people develop social skills, and he's also helping people with their finances. And those are all separate, but they're all similar too in what he calls helping people lead a rich life. And so I think that theme works well. Now, the big difference here with Ramit and Tim versus, you know, people like us is, you know, they have been doing this for a long time. And because of that, they've expanded out beyond their initial focus. For Ramit, his initial focus was personal finance on IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And all he was speaking of was mostly personal finance related things and, you know, retirement plans and tax planning and saving money here and there. And he did it in a different way. And that's how he stood out in this one niche. And then he sort of expanded horizontally from there. And I think Tim did the same thing. He had his first business, Brain something, that he sold and just started writing the 4-Hour Workweek and was very focused on that. And, you know, I think the big reason why these people succeed despite having all these different things going on is because they do each of these things one at a time until they're winning with them, until they've mastered them, and then they move on. And that's kind of the model I'm trying to do too, because, you know, you could argue that I'm not very focused, but I am at one thing at a time, and then I have passive income takeover, and those things are set on autopilot while I go and focus on someone else or something else. And what I would really recommend for people who are just starting out, who might be confused from listening to all this, asking themselves, what should I do? The real answer is to do what Abel had just said we should all do, which is focus on one thing, master that, be the trusted advisor, and that's how you grow quickly. That's how you stand out of the crowd. That's how you hone in on who it is your audience is, and that's how you segment yourself from the competition by specialization. And that's where you start. That doesn't mean that's what you have to be doing forever. You could expand out from there like these beyond the A-lister type people do, but start with one narrow focus, master that, become the one that everybody talks about in conversation when that topic comes up, and then you can expand from there. So Abel, I hope this answers your question. I highly respect Tim. But, you know, Tim is Tim, and Gary Vee is Gary Vee. He's crazy in that he works so much, and not any of us, I don't know anybody else who could work as hard as Gary, which is why when I see people trying to be like Gary, I'm like, no, that's Gary's hustle. What's your hustle? What do you love that you want to spend most of your time working for? Gary, he loves work, so he's going to work his butt off to do more work. And so what is your hustle about? What it is that thing, what's that one thing that you love so much that you're going to work nonstop for it? So there you go. So Abel, thank you so much for the question. Hope it was helpful. Want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else out there listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And then finally, here's a quote from John D. Rockefeller. He says, "Don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great." I think I heard once also that the enemy of great is good, which is also a great quote. All right, guys. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.